This is Jamie Dyer welcoming you to another edition of The Crowcast. And if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode of the podcast, you can email crowcast@outlook.com. That's crowcast@outlook.com. You can tweet at The Crowcast on Twitter. Check us out on YouTube or go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/The Crowcast. So a new documentary series directed by Peter Jackson called The Beatles Get Back came out on Disney Plus around the world in the last week or so. And I watched it, all 7-8 hours of it, and it is astonishing. I am not the biggest Beatles fan, but I do have an appreciation for the creative process and for their history and how much they brought to the music industry. And I've actually just finished listening to an audiobook called Solid State, which is about the recording of their Abbey Road album, which kind of, there's a lot of references in there to the previous project they did, the Get Back project, of which that documentary series focuses on. Now, if you're not familiar with it or you haven't seen anything about it, basically back in 1969 in January, the Beatles were followed around for over 22 days by a film crew. And originally it was going to be a TV show. And then it turned into a multitude of things, and eventually it became the album Let It Be, released in 1970, and also the film of the same name, directed by Michael Lindsay Hogg. Now, that film is 80 minutes in length or so. I've never actually seen it, but I've read a little bit about it, and I think it's divisive, isn't it? Because it comes out around the time of the band breaking up, etc. So locked up somewhere in a vault, 56 plus hours of film and over 100 hours of audio lay there unused. And this is what Peter Jackson has used for his new documentary series that was originally supposed to be a film. And then it turned into a series on Disney Plus, which is a streaming service. So if you're interested in seeing it and you have Disney Plus, you can log into that and watch it. I also recommend McCartney 3-2-1, which is a Star original on Disney Plus, where Paul McCartney goes through some of his compositions over the years and tells you how he wrote them, and he goes back to the multi-tracks, and he's with Rick Rubin describing it, talking about it. It's fascinating. If only Francis would do something like that, just sitting down with somebody and telling you how he came up with certain things. That would be great. I recommend that. If you're not on it, it's very easy to sign up. It's like $7.99 a month. You can go on there for a month, cancel it, and have it for a month and watch it as much as you like. And I watched it over 3 days. I know some people, though, would have difficulty with that. You can watch it in stages. And if you're not the biggest Beatles fan, but you have an interest in musical history, you may find perhaps that not all of it will speak to you, because it's kind of raw. You know, I really enjoyed that. And my wife and I sat and watched it, and we're both not the biggest Beatles fans, as I said before, but we found the personality of it all very interesting, and kind of relationship dynamics and the creative process. And at times it's quite messy, and yet that's fascinating. And for that much footage to exist from 1969 is astonishing. And of course the film series ends with the rooftop concert and everything around it. And that in itself is worth a watch. So what's this got to do with status quo? We're on the Crowcast. Well, I can't help thinking, you know, connections with Quo. and whether they ever had anything like that. And I thought, you know, what if I got an email from someone and they said, I've just watched The Beatles Get Back. Does anything like that exist for Quo? Can I buy it on DVD? Well, I think the closest thing you're going to find, there's two things that spring to mind. There is the 1982 rehearsal footage where they're just jamming away on several things. And that was a bootleg for years, and now it can be found on the 1982 deluxe edition. And that was the thing about the Get Back film series, is that they do a lot of rehearsing, and kind of that jamming around and playing old songs and stuff reminded me of that 1982 session with Pete Kircher. And to clarify, that is available in audio only. So the other thing that springs to mind is John Keeling's The Party Ain't Over Yet documentary from the mid-2000s. It follows Quo in the studio with Mike Paxman recording the album The Party Ain't Over Yet. And there's lots of funny moments and studio banter and stuff. And I don't think the band had really allowed that much access before. I think the songs that are recorded there on the day that they filmed were Gotta Get Up and Go, and I want to say All That Counts Is Love, and obviously The Party Ain't Over Yet as well. And obviously the rest of the film is a documentary about the band. And now I think about it, if you go to the 2012 movie Hello Quo, on the Blu-ray at least, there is like a 45-minute jam session with the Frantic Four, which is a must watch. Because again, they're just trying to remember stuff. One thing that I remember from that session was Rick trying to play Don't Think It Matters to Alan. And Alan can't really remember it. And he says to Rick, what is the name of that song? And he's like, I don't know, maybe I'm right. Because that's like the first line, isn't it? So those are the things that that are kind of similar. But I know what you're thinking. Wouldn't it have been great if a film crew had followed the Quo round at the recording of their 1976 album Blue For You, and the climax would be the live at the Apollo concert that was recorded for release. Sadly, that doesn't exist, but we can dream, can't we? But yes, to go back to the Beatles for a second, obviously the Quo and the Beatles have performed some of the same songs. I mean, there's Roll Over Beethoven from the famous In the Last Century album, which was on one of the Beatles albums. Get Back was recorded by Quo for their Don't Stop covers album. And in the film series on Disney Plus, you see Paul McCartney coming up with it. And I guess I never really realized just how the different elements came together in this band working together. And the last thing, actually, from that Let It Be album, George Harrison's song For You Blue, I would have loved to hear either Rick or Alan have a go at that, even just acoustically. And with that in mind, I think the question for this episode is as follows. If Status Quo could have covered any Beatles song. Now, I know they've covered a few, as I said, and reading up, they did Love Me Do in the very early days, way back at the beginning, and there's a bootleg out there of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and various tracks that are covers that Beatles also covered, etc. But which Beatles song would you have liked Quo of any era to have covered? Do let me know via all the usual things.